Penguin Audio presents Can't Is Not an Option. Written and read by Nikki Haley. Chapter 1. Bamberg. I am the proud daughter of Indian parents who reminded us every day of how blessed we are to live in this country. That's how I began every speech in my campaign for governor of South Carolina. I said it because I was proud, I am proud, to be my parents' daughter. But I'll confess, I also said it as a warning, a shot across the bow of those who thought they could make being different, my being different, or anyone's being different, a disqualifying factor for leadership. I had been down this road before, and I was done with it. My parents were more American than anyone I knew. The fact that I was their daughter had made me stronger, not weaker. My opponents, I thought, might as well know that up front. We are all, to one degree or another, reflections of our parents. This is true of me more than most, but I use the word reflection deliberately. I am only an echo, an imperfect imitation of my remarkable parents. If I'm tough and determined, it's because of them. If I am impatient and headstrong, well, that's all on me. My mom and dad, Raj and Ajit Rendawa, were born in the Punjab region of India. Although she lost her father very young, my mother came from a wealthy family. She lived in a 6-story house in the shadow of the Golden Temple, the holiest site of the Sikh religion, to which she belongs. Because she didn't trust it anywhere else, her mother kept all of her cash in the mattress on which she slept. Mom had hired help to attend to her every need. Her clothes were custom-made for her. She never had to carry her own books to school. At that time, and in that place, girls typically weren't educated beyond high school. But Mom went all the way through law school. She was offered the first female judgeship in India, but couldn't accept it because her family didn't think it was appropriate. Women just didn't do those sort of things. Mom met Dad at a mountain vacation area near Dharamsala in northern India, where Indian families of means would go every summer to escape the heat. The fact that they met at all made their arranged marriage somewhat unusual. Most Indian brides and grooms never get the chance to meet before they marry. But Mom says she saw Dad and thought he was a good-looking man. My father's father was a brigadier general in a horse-mounted regiment in the British Colonial Army. He was stationed all over the country, so my father lived most of the year with his uncle. I remember listening with incomprehension as a child when my dad told me he only saw his parents for 2 months each year, during his summer vacation. As was customary, my mom's and dad's families decided their children would marry. They were, it turned out, a good match. Like her, he was Sikh. They were both from prominent families, and they were both educated, my mother with her law degree and my father with a master's degree in biology. 19 months after they were married, Mom had my oldest brother, Mitty, in the same house she was born in. To this day, Mitty isn't sure if his birthday is September 26th or 27th, so we celebrate both days for him. Dad wanted to complete his education with a PhD, but at the time, foreign degrees were preferred, so he chose to study at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, Canada. He left India for the New World with $8 in his pocket. A year later, after he convinced his advisor they wouldn't distract him from his studies, he sent for my mom and Mitty. Coming to Vancouver was a shock for Mom. She left behind a life of privilege in which hired help performed all the household tasks. Now, not only did she have to cook and clean, but she also had to support my father while he was in school. Mom worked 3 jobs to support her family, at the post office, selling Avon products, and taking care of a special needs child, all while tending to Mitty and giving birth to a 2nd child, my oldest sister, Simi. My parents left behind a lot when they left India, not just wealth and comfort, but also family and friends. They knew America was a place of unlimited opportunity, and they wanted those opportunities for their children, even if it meant starting over. I know they were homesick at times for their native country, but they never ceased to remind us that it had been worth it to leave. America was a place where opportunities couldn't be bought. They knew that here, if you worked hard...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?